I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by new Hall of Famer, Chris Carter.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
You're a Hall of Famer. What's it mean to be a Hall of Famer to you?
I don't really think you can put a meaning on it. It's meant so many different things. At the end of the day, you're one of the very rarest of football players.
That's number 1,000.
Hello. What?
The only other receivers ever done 1,000 or more, Jerry Rice.
There's only 280 people in the hall. To be that's pretty overwhelming to think that you're in that small of a class.
You come home, you're in Minnesota right now, you've been talking to some people in the front office and some players. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the direction of the Vikings right now?
I think the Vikings are in good hands. I think Leslie's doing a good job with the team. I think they still have to be more explosive because getting into the playoff, that's a nice accomplishment. But for me, it's always been about trying to win a championship. And they have to get more explosive players on the defensive side that can take the football away, especially as far as their secondary. And they have to do something about their wide receiving core and become more explosive from a wide receiver production standpoint.
What was the most personally satisfying catch of your career?
It is Cole Carter!
I really don't have like one catch was personally satisfying. I mean, there's a lot of them.
Touchdown, Vikings! What a catch by Carter!
How about a special moment that stands out to you as a Viking?
Probably the most special thing is being in the Metrodome. Been in the locker room, and I would say being at the Metrodome are probably things that stick with me more than anything else.
The best quarterback you played with as a pro?
Warren Moon.
As much as I like you guys, I'm getting kind of tired of being around the cameras.
I think I made the Pro Bowl, 8 Pro Bowls with 5 different quarterbacks, but Warren Moon was clearly the best of those. He's in the Hall of Fame. It was great to play with him, push you every day. His knowledge of football, the way he took care of himself, he was a great teammate, clearly the best quarterback.
Back goes Moon, throws in the end zone, caught by Carter.
In your career, which defensive back did you have the biggest rivalry with?
I didn't really have a big rivalry with one guy like that.
Shut up,
boy. Hey, let's go.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, you better hope you can play as long as me. Hey, when you get on your knees and say your prayers tonight, pray. Pray you can play as long as me.
I got so much double coverage and I moved around a lot that very seldom could they just put one guy on me. Or if they did do that, it was a lot easier for me to figure the guy out. So teams wouldn't put one guy on me for the whole game. Not a lot.
First down!
What do you think made you stand out more as a receiver? Your hands or your feet?
Throws to Carter! Touchdown! Keeping the feet inbound!
Your feet get you to the football. So if you don't have good feet, you're not going to be able to get to the football to be able to finish the play. I believe that my hands are really, really special, though.
Chris Carter with a one-hand grab!
I catch the point of it then. Yeah. I try to catch the point right there, and then every once in a while I'll bring my other hand over to trap it, but normally I'm just trying to stop it with the point the ball's coming, catch the point of it, pull it in, or I bring this other hand on it. I believe that they would rank as some of the greatest set of hands ever played in the game. So I would say my hands, but you can't get to the ball if your feet aren't good.
Deep downfield, it is to Carter, one hand catch, did he make it? Did he make it? Yes! What a catch, touchdown!
Would you have liked playing with a running back like Adrian Peterson?
Yes.
Now, it's tricky because he gets a lot of touches and we run the ball.
It's not tricky. I mean, you want to play with good players. I mean, Robert Smith, I mean, I think he had severed the Viking records before Adrian came along. So Adrian wouldn't get the ball as much.
With you on the roster?
No, like he wouldn't.
Why? Who's it going to?
It's either going to be me or Randy Moss. We're going to have to share the ball. This is a game about scoring the football, and a running back can only score so many touchdowns.
You did a lot of that, a lot of scoring, a lot of catches, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you in Canton, huh?
Thank you.